This is Phil Farron, and I am driving home. It's Thursday today. I actually had a chance to get together with a buddy that I haven't had a chance to get together with for weeks and weeks. So it was a good day. I always enjoyed getting together with my friends, and getting a bite to eat, and sharing our lives together. It's a good day. And it was good to hear from him. They had actually been having some financial troubles, and today things went really well. Thing about being in sales, boy, some days things can go really well. So he was rejoicing because he had a little windfall today, and so that's good. It's good. I am going to come in for just a little bit tomorrow, and this will be a little shorter than normal. Because normally when I get together with my buddy on Thursday nights, I do the podcast between there and the restaurant. But tonight I had an errand I needed to run, and I'm all the way at the north end of town, and it's already 6:30, and I think I'm just going home. So this will only be about 15 minutes as opposed to 20 or 25, but that's okay. Anyways, it's been a good week. It is episode, I think, 149. Next week's going to be 150. 6 weeks after that, it'll be 3 years. Unbelievable. 3 years of podcasts. I was actually talking to a friend the other day, and he said that this was kind of his little guilty pleasure, that he's actually one of the few people that I have who listens to them. So, you know, it's like, hey, thank you. So, and you know who you are. Anyways, things are going well with the writing. I'm hearing back from the beta readers on parts 2 and 3. And people seem to be enjoying it. So that's good. I've had some good, constructive suggestions and criticisms and just good. It's been very, very good. So I'm working on part 4 now, and I'm over halfway through with that, having it roughed in. I'm about halfway roughed in. I'm hoping to have that squared away by the first part of April and then start getting beta readers on that. This is turning into personal enrichment season for me because, as I mentioned, last week, I am taking a class on improvisational comedy with my daughter, and that's been very interesting. We had our second class last night, or not last night, it's Monday night, and it was fun. It's just fun. We're getting to know the people in the group now, you know, you're starting to build a relationship, and so yeah, it's good, and I'm liking it a lot. So I will tell you more when I have more experiences, and then I will have to tell you about when we actually do our show, because we're supposed to do a show at the end of all this. And so it's going to be interesting to see how this goes. We're probably going to go to the improv this weekend, because they keep encouraging us to. I almost had to slam on the brakes there. There was a guy that looked like he was going to try to get across the road before I made it. But then he finally decided, no, he's a little close. Thankfully. That's what we need on this podcast. You know, okay, that'd be great. Might be the most exciting podcast we have ever heard. Anyways, so yeah, we're supposed to do this show, but I think it's going to be fine. It's going to be great. We'll see how that goes. Anyways, this week, I was reading an article a little earlier that I'd bookmarked, and I went and I thought, that's actually a pretty interesting article. Unfortunately, it is later, so I can't really see much of my notes, but I can remember some of the article. The article was inappropriately named Why Placebos Work Wonders. I have a little problem with article titles sometimes because the title of the article, I believe, I can't see my notes, was Why Placebos Work Wonders, and you read through the entire article and they never explain why. They just give you a bunch of examples and say, so, we're not sure. Oh, stop it! You know, don't put the title up there just because you think it works better for the search engines. Which is what a lot of these are. Or they put the tickler up there to get people, oh, I'd like to read that. And then by the time you get all through the article, it's like, well, you never gave me what the title of the article is supposed to be about. Anyways, they were citing a lot of cases, a lot of interesting research about the pronounced and prolonged and verifiable effects of placebos. They were talking about the fact that some high number, like 70% of doctors regularly prescribe placebos to their patients. They say, no, it's not sugar pills and those kind of things, but they regularly prescribe things that they know, according to medical research, is not going to have any effect on the condition whatsoever. But it helps patients mentally. There was another study that they had done, which was interesting, about housekeepers in a hotel. They told all these housekeepers in the hotel, we're going to conduct this study. And, you know, we want you to track and that kind of stuff. And half the group, they told them, because housekeeping is such good exercise for you, and it's strenuous, and it really helps you become a healthy person. Half the group, they told that. The other half group, they told them that because housekeeping really doesn't do much for you physically, and it really doesn't improve your health overall. And the group that were told that housekeeping was better, they're the ones that actually lost weight, they felt better after the end of the study. And they said both groups said they really hadn't changed anything. It was just that one group had been told that what they were doing was better for them. And they believed it. Power of the mind. It's an amazing thing. And there's all kinds of other studies. Like they did this study with inhalers where some people were given an inhaler. Some people did nothing, so they didn't take anything. Some people were given an inhaler with an active ingredient that helped with asthma. Some people were given an inhaler with nothing. And it just missed. And the people who didn't take anything, in fact, you know, had no improvement. And certainly the people with the medically approved and researched drug who used the inhaler saw improvement. But the people who were just spraying nothing in their mouth saw improvement as well. We got another example in there of fertility. You know, that women were told that the fertility drugs could help them. And they did a study between real fertility drugs and these drugs. And sure enough. And they did another study with, I think it was acupuncture for what? Something. Irritable bowel syndrome or something. Anyways. And in that study, supposedly the fake acupuncture that was put in places that wasn't even the real traditional places for acupuncture, that those patients actually improved more, which my response is maybe you need to study up where you just stuck those needles when you didn't think you were doing anything. So, you know, it's all very, very interesting. And they were quoting one doctor in there, and he was saying, well, you know, we don't think that there's any real physiological changes, but, you know, if it's in people's attitudes. And the thing of it is, however, that the mind is actually capable of making physical changes. I remember one of the most fascinating things that I heard about multiple personalities is there was one case of a multiple personality where some of the personalities were allergic to things. Like there was one personality in this person that was allergic to orange juice, but the other personalities weren't. would have a real bona fide allergic reaction to orange juice when the other personalities didn't. Now, something's going on there where the mind obviously is controlling something. And if there's one thing that is being stressed over and over in this latest book that I'm reading called The End of Illness, which we'll do a podcast on that at some point whenever I get through it. The thing that's being stressed in that over and over again is that we really don't know everything that's going on in the body and how things are interacting. We take a very thin slice and then make predictions about that and then assume we know what's going on, but we really don't know. We don't have it down pat. So who knows what's happening in the mind and then in the corresponding body when these things are going on? There are indications that the mind can make certain physiological changes. One of the studies they talked about, I think it was in depression, that they were studying people who were depressed. Some of them they gave a placebo, and some of them they gave what is a regulated, approved, medically studied drug to help with depression.
Excuse me.
And they said that the people who were taking the placebo, they actually did show improvement. They hypothesize it's because the brain, in response to them taking this placebo, was actually manufacturing more dopamine or doing something to allow the dopamine to work better. Okay, that's pretty interesting. That's an actual physiological change that is happening because a person believes something. The other thing that was interesting was the study that they had done on appetite and the reaction to people being told certain things about foods. They gave people the same milkshake. Some of the people, they told them, oh, this is decadently rich. I mean, this has so many calories. And it was like 550 calories of this. So decadent. And then the next group, they told them, well, this is a low-fat substitute milkshake, and it only has 120 calories in it. And then they measured how hungry people were afterwards. And they said the people that got the thick, decadent, supposedly, milkshake actually were more satisfied and didn't go after additional food. But the people who had been told that they had been really good, and, you know, that was a low-fat milkshake, they wanted more food. Which some of this, I think, can... just a second, let me check one more spot for the mail. Okay, we're good. I think some of this can be attributed to flesh and spirit. I mean, one of the weirdest things that I battle with is crackers. I love crackers, and I know these crackers are not good for me. I know that. But sometimes at night, I just crave crackers. And so the other night, I'd been pretty good for a lot of nights. No crackers, no crackers, no crackers, no crackers, no crackers. I'm actually not backing into my garage. Actually, I don't think I'm going to tell that story. It's nothing bad, but I'm just going to be parking outside for a little bit. And it's nothing bad, but it's just one of those things that we have an opportunity to serve. And so we are serving. But the other night, you know, I'm walking by, I'm gonna have a cracker. So I went and got myself, you know, a little cracker. And it was like five or six of these little oyster crackers. And I ate those. Then I'm like, yay, done. Okay, well, what is that? Well, I personally think that's just flesh. You know, and my flesh realizes that I haven't been eating crackers. And so it's trying to get me to eat crackers, but it's not going to try to convince me to eat a whole bag of crackers. What it's going to do is, oh, see, you just had a few, and that was fine. Maybe you can just have a few tomorrow night. Then, the more I have little crackers, the more it'll encourage me to have more crackers. You see where this is going. So right now I'm in the stage where it's trying to encourage me just have a few. That's all. It's good. Oh, yeah. Okay, whatever. I do need to tell you sometime about my Fitbit as well. Fitbit. I got myself a Fitbit. And this is pretty interesting. I will tell you about that some other time. For today, what we are talking about is placebos, and really what we're talking about is the power of the mind, the power of attitude, the power of belief. There are amazing things that we don't understand about how great an extent there is of influence of our minds over our physical bodies. And it really does pay off to have a good attitude and to be at peace and calm. And I think even that we, even in the natural world, are able to rectify certain things that might be out of balance in our body simply by belief. And certainly in the spiritual realm, if I could ever figure out how to get across that boundary, I think that opens up a whole other vista of possibilities in terms of the spirit and what we're capable of in the spirit. This is Phil Ferrand, and I have made it